This will be the first real game for head coach Ben McAdoo. First time he's going to have live bullets, so to speak. He has had the preseason now. What have you seen from him that makes you feel good about him going into Dallas?
You see that he's talking to this football team with a lot of confidence and poise in what they're doing as a staff and what he's doing as a head coach. But more than anything, you see that organization-wise that they are set up. Substitutions coming in and out of a game. They're playing controlled football. But on the road, there is a lot of different distractions, crowd noise, different things that may play into this game that they need to make sure that they fine-tune and get everything hammered out now during practice, because the communication when you're on the road week one in a hostile environment is crucial across the board, offense, special teams, and defense.
Well, let's build on the communication point, David, because going into the preseason, a lot of the media was talking about who will call the plays. Will it be Coach McAdoo or will it be offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan? Now, Sully, as he's known around here, called the plays during the preseason. Some of the time he was on the field, some of the times he was in the box. David, what are the advantages and disadvantages of both?
Well, the advantages of having both is that you have two eyes looking at the same thing, communicating to one another. But opposite of that, you have two eyes may thinking about two different looks, two different things, and may have a different opinion on what to bring into that game and into that series that would be more effective for the offense to function. So it's going to be very important to watch this game very detail-oriented to see if it is going to be Coach McAdoo or Coach Sullivan, because it is going to set the precedent for the rest of the season on how this offense is going to function. But more importantly, what voice is Eli Manning going to hear in his ear throughout a game to make sure that he's comfortable and that everybody's on the same page offensively?
Well, let's talk about Eli for a second, because he only played snaps in two of the four preseason games. In fact, by my count, the fewest preseason snaps he's ever had. He told me the other day, I've been in the league 13 years. That's fine. What is your take on it?
I'm not worried about Eli Manning not getting every rep during training camp and throughout the preseason. He is a quarterback that is fully prepared going into each and every game, and he's fully confident in what he brings for the football team.
All right, we will talk more about the Giants matchup week one against the Dallas Cowboys when we come back after this on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center here on MSG. It is time for your GEICO 15-second recap, and 15 seconds could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com. Looking at the news of the day here, David, it really comes down to Coach McAdoo making his real head coaching debut in a real game, as we talked about before. And, I mean, it couldn't be any better. They're going up against a rival in Dallas.
No, and you talked about it. Is there any game any bigger? So this is the biggest game this week, so you know that he's not looking forward past this one, because they know that they can't. And go back to the old cliche, the way that you start and starting fast is the most important thing that they can do for this football team, especially with the new head coach. So there's excitement in this building. There are excitement amongst the players. But more than anything, they need to go out and practice and perform so that when they go to Dallas this weekend, they are confident in their schemes and they can go play fast football.
Well, let's talk about practice for a second. The Giants injury report does have a couple of names on it. Darian Thompson, the rookie free safety who was expected to start. We got to find out what his status is during the course of the week. He's an important part.
He is a very important part, because coming into this camp, it was the first time they said, okay, we have solid starters at the safety position. So it's going to be very important to see his status throughout the week. Jonathan Casillas is a veteran. We know that he's going to fight through it and he'll be on the field. And then, you know, Goodson, the rookie, he is contributing on special teams. So it's very important to see the status of all three of these players. But it's nice to see that there's only three on the injury reserve and on the injury list going into this one.
Now, we know the Giants front four is in peak form. I mean, what a preseason they had, David, between Vernon and JPP and then Hankins and Snacks in the middle. These guys are formidable.
They really are. And on the outside, you have Vernon and JPP going up against Tyron Smith and Doug Free on that outside. It's going to be very important for them to be able to put the pressure on Dak Prescott at quarterback, but also being smart about their outside lane discipline, because in a young rookie quarterback, what's the first thing that they do when they can't do it with their mind? They revert back to their feet. And this is a quarterback that can scramble and take it outside of the pocket. And then if you think about the defensive tackles inside, Snacks and Hankins, You know that they're going to try running the football to control the time of possession, to control the line of scrimmage, and let this offensive line take over. So it's going to be very important to be stout in first and second down to create those third and longs so that Coach Spagnuolo can put in different schemes, different disguises to try to confuse this young quarterback.
And you know, David, the domino effect from having a really good pass rush is that your secondary really has a bunch of smiles on their faces. And between Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, the rookie Eli Apple, and Janoris Jenkins, the Giants have a pretty darn good set of corners.
They really do, and they're going to be challenged, obviously, up against skilled position players for the Dallas Cowboys. But they've got to be very confident going into this one with the front four fully healthy, with a young quarterback playing the position, knowing that there are going to be opportunities for takeaways and for them to really get those momentum-changing plays like Janoris Jenkins and the rest of these corners and defensive backs have.
Now, we will see Kelvin Shepard, the free agent signed from the Miami Dolphins, as the starting middle linebacker in this game, and the Cowboys are going to want to run the ball, so he's a big deal.
He really is a big deal, and you could see that his confidence and the way that he prepared through the competition, he earned the starting position. Having said that, he can play three downs. He can be that third down linebacker, which is going to be very important with a tight end like Jason Witten, who is dynamic and an offense that will run the crossing routes in order to open up shots downfield.
Now, you know, we're talking about Shepard. Why is he important? Well, because Dallas has Ezekiel Elliott, the outstanding running back out of Ohio State, who over the last two seasons has touched the ball more than 600 times combined. This guy is a horse.
He really is. He is a horse, and they're going to lean on him to ease things into this offense and to take the pressure off of Dak Prescott. But, like Coach McAdoo said, they also have Alfred Morris, who the Giants are very familiar with his time in Washington. So this could be a very potent combination of 1-2, but right away they're going to get the ball in Elliott's hands, and they're going to try to let him control things with this big offensive line up front.
Now, of course, if the running game gets going, then they can throw it, and Prescott's got a good arm. He's got Dez Bryant coming off a foot problem in the offseason, and, of course, Jason Witten as well. But Prescott, the thing about him is that during the preseason, he was much more accurate than he was coming out of college.
But it is the preseason. A lot of teams are running vanilla schemes. They're running base coverages, and he's going to see a lot of different looks coming into this game. So you know Coach Spagnuolo is licking his chops because he's going to be able to present problems where now Prescott's going to have to use his brain and make those split decisions. So he is going to have those choices. But who does he have? He has Dez Bryant. He has Jason Witten. He has Terrence Williams. And who's the other player? Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley is a player that has continued to make progress and can be that guy that really steps up and makes a dynamic play for their offense.
If you're the Giants, do you put Eli Apple in the slot? Because he primarily played outside during the preseason, and DRC was the slot guy.
Well, I think that they're going to see how the Dallas Cowboys wide receivers come up and line up, because you know that they're going to get different looks. Not to mention, you may see Dez Bryant in the slot because they want to create as many one-on-one matchups as they can possibly for him. So if they think Eli Apple's going to be playing the slot, they're going to try to switch things up offensively as well. So it's going to be a chess match this open game and this week one game, because you know you're going to see different looks from both teams that they didn't show on film either last season or in the preseason.
And talking about a chess match, how about defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who goes up against Prescott, the rookie quarterback, but also that incredibly strong Dallas offensive line that has three second-team All-Pros on it.
And this is where up front, the front four have to win one-on-one matchups. If you look at that side, that left side is Pro Bowl caliber between Zach Martin and Tyron Smith. Doug Free is the weak link in this group of a strong group. So when it comes to this, they have to be able to provide and put pressure on Prescott without blitzing every single time.
Now, on the other side of the ball, my goodness, the Giants got a lot of weapons themselves on offense. Let's not just talk about what Dallas can do, because it all starts with Eli Manning, Odell Beckham, Shepard, Cruz, and the list goes on and on.
Well, it's going to start right away with Eli Manning and Odell Beckham, because they're the things that springboard everything for this offense and open up everything from offensively. So to see these two get on the same page immediately is going to be everything, because you can get Odell Beckham Jr. rolling immediately, that's what's going to open up everything for Victor Cruz and Shepard.
How much do you think the Giants get out of Cruz in this first game? Remember now, it's been 21 months since he's played in a regular season NFL game, coming off the knee and calf injuries.
I think that they're going to see a hungry player, but I think the Dallas Cowboys are wondering the same exact thing. So they're not going to take him lightly. So he is going to get one-on-one matchups, and having him on the field with the Shepherd is going to do only good things for this offense, because it will open up things that all the bracket coverage, 2 to Odell Beckham Jr., won't minimize the effectiveness of this offense.
Yeah, Shepherd averaged 15 yards a catch at Oklahoma in his 4 years during his college career. The Giants' offense last year, sixth in the NFL at 26 points per game. But if there was an Achilles that they wanted to clean up, only 5 rushing touchdowns, only San Diego had fewer last season.
Well, it's going to be very important for them to run the football effectively, but be on the same page, because with all the suspensions and everything happened to the Dallas Cowboys, if you look at their inside defensive tackles, they're only 285 pounds and 302 pounds. So what are they going to do? They're going to have a lot of different movement up front, that they're going to look at that Buffalo Bills film from the preseason and say, this is a way that we can effectively disrupt the combination blocks and the way that the offensive line of the New York Giants are going to function. So it's going to be very important for them to get the run game going, so that play action and the shots downfield will open up, and that they can keep the front four of their defense fresh as well.
All right, let's go to our Twitter question, David. And this one comes from the C-Notes, who says, who do you think is going to be the Giants' blocking tight end this year?
Well, everybody was hoping that it would be Will Johnson, but now that he's on injured reserve, they're going to have to lean on Larry Donnell, who they said improved as a blocker. But you can't just be improved when you're in the NFL. You have got to get it done each and every play, because running the ball outside on the zone stretches of the sweeps are the only way to open up things on the interior defensive line of the Dallas Cowboys. So at the point of attack, he needs to keep his shoulders square and to make sure that things aren't being able to get cut back or cut up right away, where they can reach those outside points.
David, let me stick with the line of scrimmage here. Dallas's projected front four last year had a combined total of only 6 sacks. Tyrone Crawford himself had 5.
And you know what they do is they move him around a lot. Not only will he play defensive end, but they'll move him into that 3 technique position, so he's getting those one-on-ones up against the guard. So they're going to do a lot of different things up front to try to create those one-on-one matchups, to try to make the weakness of the team, because of the suspensions, the strength.
The suspensions the Cowboys have suffered on defense have really decimated what they're trying to do up front. Rod Marinelli's a great coordinator, but David, this is a problem.
Especially when you're talking about DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory, their 2 best pass rushers. So as a Giants fan, you're very excited. As a Cowboys fan, you're very worried, because these are the people that are going to provide the pressure on Eli Manning. So this is a time that the Giants offensive line and the offense can build confidence from this one, as long as they go and play and protect the way that they're capable of. Because if they don't, it is going to be a long night on the road in Dallas.
Now, linebacker Sean Lee is one of the best all-around backers in the game. He's been nicked up a bit. His knee's been sore. And it's the same left knee that he had ACL surgery on 2014 and then was scoped in the spring. That's going to be something to keep an eye on.
It really is, because when he's healthy, he is a tackling machine. He gets everyone lined up. He communicates very well, and he is a very instinctive football player that can cover up a lot of the deficiencies of this defense, of when they had all the mental breakdowns in the years when he was out. But, like you said, it's all about his health. You could be the best player in the world. You can be a thoroughbred. But if you're hurt, you're a scratch and you're out. So it's going to be very important to see the way that he controls the tempo of their defense in and out, and how they're going to do different things to disguise their fronts.
You know what's funny about him? You know, despite the fact that he's a tackling machine, he's a terrific cover linebacker, David.
He really is, and he can cover tight ends. He can cover running backs out of the backfield, which is very important for the Giants' offense to open up things for the shots downfield.
All right, so now if the Giants are going to attack this D and the Dallas secondary has been suspect over time, do they throw long? Do they throw short? Do they try to get the running game going to open them up?
I think that they have to start with getting the run game going. Yes, they're going to take shots. Yes, they're going to have to open up things downfield. But they've got to do something to build confidence in the offensive line so that you can be aggressive. You can run your 3- and 5-step play action where the offensive line can zone stretch, where they can scheme, and they can be aggressive up front instead of sitting back in the silent count, which will cause the 3rd and long problems where they're not dealing with looking and hearing the sound. They have to watch the football, and when you're doing that on road, very tough.
Now, you know, David, the Giants during the course of the preseason did not put a lot of points up on the board, rather sporadic. But as we've been told by Coach McAdoo, it's vanilla. They're not game planning. So tell me, David, from all your years in the NFL, How much is actually shown in the preseason from what that real playbook is all about?
Well, you really don't game plan. And in the preseason, there may be a look where it's an 8 or 9 man box where during the regular season, you're going to check out of it immediately. But during the preseason, you're going to test yourself. You're going to see if you're going to be able to get by with things, and you're going to see if it works, which a lot of times it doesn't. Also, in the preseason, you don't have a chance to wear a defensive line or a defense down into the third and fourth quarters like you want to. But the Giants have to start off fast, and they have to get momentum on their side immediately, because if not, it can be quicksand on the road, especially against this rival that is very, very tough. And they want to come away with this win badly.
Yeah, well, we know what happened last year. Giants suffering a heartbreaker down there. And a lot of people are saying, well, they got to have this game to start it off. But you heard Coach McAdoo say you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
No, you can't. But for both of these teams, you understand the importance of starting fast and how much a division win means down the stretch, how close it's been the last years when it comes down to division title.
And, of course, the comfort zone for the Giants is that Eli Manning, again, that 13-year veteran, he's the guy at the controls. That gives the Giants a great advantage over most teams in this league.
It really does, because he is cool, he is confident under pressure, and he understands everything now in this offense, being his third year running the system. And you can really see his confidence and his leadership go throughout, communicating the offense, defensive line, wide receivers, everybody, making sure that everybody's on the same page, ready to go for this game.
Well, Coach McAdoo's feeling good. Most of the players are as well. That's what happens when you approach week one of the regular season in the NFL. So it's the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, 4:25 kickoff at AT&T Stadium. It's the NFC East to start things off. What could be better? For David Deal, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.